Well, at least 18 people have been killed in fighting between Sudan's warring sides at a market in the capital, Khartoum. The violence came after the army reportedly pulled out of talks with the paramilitary rapid support forces. Both sides accuse each other of violating a truce that was meant to allow the safe passage of humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, the United States has imposed sanctions targeting four companies linked to Sudan's army and the RSF. The measures are aimed at putting pressure on both parties to stop the conflict. Well, let's bring in our correspondent, Hiba Morgan. She joins us now from Omdurman. Hiba, it's clear that the fighting is continuing despite all these ostensible truces.
Yes, indeed. Now, Thursday was a day of intense artillery strikes in parts of the capital, Khartoum. There's been artillery strikes from the city of Omdurman towards the northern part of the capital in the city of Bahri, where there is a lot of RSF presence. There's also been artillery strikes in the southern part of the capital. The Sudanese army has been trying since the early hours of Thursday morning to try to take over a camp known as Taiba, which is one of the camps of the rapid support forces, and which is something that the army has been trying to gain control of for the past few days, but it looks like it has started its offensive on Thursday. This, of course, comes off the back of an artillery strike in the southern part of the capital as well that left 18 people killed in a marketplace in a city in the district of Mayo in the southern part of the capital. Now, hospital staff say that over 100 people were also injured in that artillery strike, and that they're facing a shortage of medical personnel and blood to be donated to those who've been injured as a result of the strikes. Residents there blame both the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army, saying that it's the result of their war that civilians have been caught up in the middle. They say that there's no presence of any military force there, whether it's the RSF or the rapid or the Sudanese army, and that the shellings is now targeting civilians and affecting civilians who are caught up in the conflict between the two sides.
Yeah, but as all of that fighting continues, there are multiple tracks of negotiations at the moment to try to end it. I see the US is trying to put the pressure on in Jeddah. Is that likely to go anywhere?
Well, for the time being, the army announced that it is suspending, and it's worth noting it's a suspension and not a withdrawal from the indirect talks between the army and the rapid support forces, which are being mediated by Saudi Arabia and the United States. Now, the United States on Thursday also imposed sanctions on army entities and entities belonging to the rapid support forces, part of them being based here in Khartoum and one of them based in the United Arab Emirates. You have Al Junaid, which is one of the companies that belongs to the rapid support forces, and Tradev, another company that belongs to the rapid support forces but is based in the UAE. And then you have the defense industrial system. That's the industrial system that is responsible for procuring equipment and ammunition and cars and vehicles for the Sudanese army, as well as the Jihad company here in the capital, Khartoum, and in Sudan, which is also part of the defense industrial system. Now, the U.S. says the reason why it's imposing sanctions is to limit the military capabilities of those two sides, to force them into a negotiation table. Both sides are currently present in Jeddah, and it's not clear if there will be talks again between them after the army's suspension of talks. Now, the U.S. says that it feels like both sides are not serious with regards to the ceasefire that has been repeatedly violated. But for the time being, it looks like there are no talks happening, and pressure is being put on both sides to resume talks for at least a temporary ceasefire for humanitarian aid to come into those in need in the capital, Khartoum, and other parts of the country.
Well, we'll see how that goes. Hiba Morgan there for us in Omdurman in Sudan. Thank you, Hiba.